Hello, you're listening to CITR 101.9 FM. This is the student special hour. It's triumphant return after a week. I was going to say we were on hiatus. There was no hiatus last week. Had a great interview from Eleanor, the president of CITR. This week we're going to hear some musical selections from Andrew, our programming executive. The purpose of the Student Executive Power Hour, Student Power Hour Special Hour, is always to showcase the various activities of CITR's student board, its student executives, and also sundry student activities on campus and in our community. This week, we're just going to play some killer music. Hope you enjoy. Here we go. Andrew, welcome. to the studio.
Welcome. On air. I'm glad. Hello, denizens of Vancouver. Hello.
Andrew,
I'm glad to be here.
Who are you?
I am the programming exec here at CITR. I basically help maintain the quality of programming that you guys so enjoy.
We all owe a great debt to Andrew.
I agree.
He is tough, but he is fair. He lays down punishment when it is necessary, but programmers are very fickle. Sometimes they need to be punished
so that
they understand
definitely
what they have done.
Yes, and thank you for that description. That was Unwound Treachery from their last album, Leaves Turn Within You. Mm-hmm. And that album came out in the early 2000s.
Mm-hmm.
It was the last from a great noise rock band from Olympia. And
were you listening to them at that juncture? Or is
No. I was still like watching SpongeBob. Mm-hmm. Like 12 hours a day in front of my TV in home because my parents were scared that I would hurt myself if I went outside. So, I was not able to.
That inculcated in you a great tolerance of the indoors environments where one can do serious music listening.
Definitely. It was over the last year when some aging music critic posted online about how fantastic a band Unwound was, where I was like, yeah, this guy isn't just being nostalgic. These guys are pretty awesome. And in my opinion, Unwound is a band that successfully blends the stylings of Sonic Youth and Fugazi in a way that's better and more interesting. So I really enjoy them, and
I'm going
to
have to cut you off now.
Yeah.
I'm going to have to turn your mic off.
Okay.
Because
all right. Goodbye, guys.
Before you go, I guess we can bear to hear another song from you.
All right.
So what do you have in store for us next?
Well, I figure out since I'm originally from LA, when I first got here, I was really interested in getting to the Vancouver scene. So I, checked out a lot of bands. Yeah, the Vancouver scene. So, I got in bands like War Baby and this next band that, we all know, hopefully, Tough Age. And this is one of their more popular singles titled Sea of White. And I hope you guys enjoy. You guys probably know these guys.
But the thing you notice about this song that you picked, it's the fourth track off their last album, or their debut album, rather, their self-titled Tough Age. And the Unwound track was also the fourth on that album. So do you see this
could be
numerological coincidence that's beginning to form?
And this whole show takes place at four. It begins at four.
That's crazy, isn't it? Well, if you would like to learn more, look up FDA chemtrails and you will be led in the right direction.
Illuminati. So
this next track is Sea of White from Tough Age.
Breathe in. my shirt off in the yard. No one saw that the skin on my shoulders was golden. Now it's not. My shirt's back on. I forgot my songs. The glow is gone.
Yes, and welcome back, everyone, to our little conversation between John and myself. I am Andrew, in case you missed out on our little introduction, the programming exec here at the great and fabulous CITR 101.9 FM. And you just listened to the microphones, The Glow Part 2, The Glow Part from The Glow Part 2. It's
or
this, what?
The Glow Part 2. The track being The Glow Part 2.
Well, that's true if you need things explained to you. But we trust that our listenership is smarter than that, so John's just kind of being a little bit pedantic.
Which, which track was that also? It was it was number two.
Yeah, I guess we broke. If we're going for like numerical things, yes, that's track number two.
Well, four is divisible by two.
Yes, yes. I guess we usually think here at CITR is usually more for like Faculty of Arts students. You know, usually like that hipster crowd. But I guess for right now we are marketing ourselves to math kids. So if you are interested in that, this is going to be the show for you. We know that you're ignored by us on occasion, but, hopefully through our discussions, what we're doing right now, you feel a little bit more warmed. Besides that, I'm interested in telling you, since I'm on the microphone, about what the job of a programming exec entails. And what that entails is, basically regulating that we have the mandatory amount of Canadian and female content on air. And the reason why we do that is because of the fact, for one thing, the government forces us to play a certain amount of Canadian content, which is good because of the fact that we want to create our own identity separate from the homogeny of the states. So that's always good. You guys support that. But we also support a decent amount of female content, and this isn't put upon us by any outside organization. This is self-imposed, so that we make sure that typically artists who are not recognized by majority of other stations do get playtime on at least our station. And the reason why I mention this, besides the fact that I'm a terrible narcissist who likes to talk about myself, is the fact that we're going to play a band called the Pack AD, which is a Canadian band formed by two female members. Mm-hmm. So I hope you guys enjoy. And
Before we do, though, I found your synopsis of our progressive goals here at CITR to be very stirring, and I've pulled up this this clip, a socialist rally scene from Bolshevism on Trial, that I would like to play.
Okay.
To celebrate this little breakthrough we've made here.
Definitely.
And then you'll hear the Pack AD. What song will we be hearing from the Pack AD?
We'll be hearing Big Shot, track number two, so I guess we're doing a little number two spiel now. So,
perhaps. It's silent. This is a silent movie. They did not have audio in the movies back then. I am playing nothing. Let's go straight into the Pack AD. All right, guys, here we go. Enjoy.
Screw your indignation. царская Россия была скована воедино железным обручем насилия и произвола. Во время последней...
It's time to unlock the bathroom door and talk about Crohn's and colitis. They're lifelong diseases. They're on the rise among children under 10. And they involve severe abdominal pain, chronic diarrhea, and for many people, life-altering surgery. They're mired in secrecy and embarrassment, ignorance and fear, which only adds to the pain. It's time to make it stop. Crohn's and colitis. Make it stop for life. Visit crohnsandcolitis.ca.
This is the sound of compost and recyclables going into the garbage. Garbage that ends up in the landfill creating greenhouse gases. This is the sound of a more sustainable campus. You can make a difference when you sort it out. Learn more at sustain.ubc.ca/sortitout.
So tell me, comrade, what did we just hear over the CD player?
In the CD player, we just heard the Pack AD, their second song on their album called Big Shot, which, you know, basically is about, like, this person who thinks that they're Big Shot, and it's about, like, taking them down. Like, we all know that person who, like, thinks that they're so full of it. Whether it be the fact that they're decent at, like, a certain sport, they know so much about, like, a certain subject, and it's always good to, like, put them back down and say, hey, you're equal to the rest of us. So we're going back to that populism route, guys, and that's the reason why John here was basically playing Bolshevik-esque, like, rantings, because of the fact that he thinks that,
rantings.
Like, well, basically because of the fact that it's in Russian, like, I don't think too many people actually understand Russian, so it's just going to seem like a bunch of rantings, John.
Well, Andrew, a whole country called Russia is full of people who understand Russian.
I'd be amazed.
And I would like to take this time to remind everyone listening now that CITR radio is available to listen to anywhere from the world online at CITR.ca.
But I'd be amazed if people in Russia were listening to us.
That is an amazing thing.
That would be.
It warms my heart to think about it.
It does.
So we just heard the Pack AD.
Yeah.
And
we're going to go further into the populism roots by listening to a band from Quebec, Montreal, I believe, called Silver Mount Zion. And basically, this is a far leftist band talking about political issues, you know, trying to bring stuff to light, trying to bring about social change. They are a post-rock band, and many of the members were and are part of the acclaimed post-rock group Godspeed You.
Have you ever gotten a chance to see either of these artists live?
Yes. John and I saw Silver Mount Zion a little while ago at the Apollo Theater.
No.
Which theater?
The Rio Theater.
The Rio Theater. Thank you. And it was awesome because I remember the fact that the lead singer gave this little speech about how this next song that we're going to play is...
Very, very, very non-abstract comparatively with Godspeed.
Yes. But he was very much speaking about how this next song is against insecure people who keep putting you down. He basically was like, it's about the man, but somehow saying, you know, F the man gets a bunch of laughs, which he was right about because of the fact that it is messed up that saying something as fundamentally truthful as, like, F the man just, like, gets a bunch of sardonic laughs nowadays. It's really unfortunate because of the fact that the man is effed up. You gotta mention it. You gotta call him out on it. You can't ever, like, give up, because that's the last thing we have. In, like, our postmodern society, where protests don't happen as frequently as they do, where television has placated us, the last thing that we have is to just, like, criticize the man over and over and over again just so that we can try to bring out like any substantial change whatsoever. The other reason why we're playing this is because of the fact that it's Canadian content, and we have like a requirement, like I said, and it's like a 14-minute song. So, I mean, you know, we know that we're going to fill our requirement while playing the song, but it's a goodie. It's
a
goodie.
It is so Canadian, this concept of mandated rebellion or a rejection, which is built into the, which is built, I understood, as a cornerstone of government processes as happening as things going as things are planned.
Right. Definitely. Very Canadian. And we're about to enjoy 14 minutes of pure Canadianness from me, from us to you.
What do you think about poutine, Andrew? Did you ever have poutine before coming up to Canada?
No. No, I did not, and I thought it was all right.
Poutine is disgusting.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Said money can't buy you friends obviously wasn't a member at CITR. When you become a member, you get the Friends of CITR card with incredible discounts in the UBC and Kitsilano area at
Australian Boot Company, Banyan Books and Sound, The Bike Kitchen, The Cove, Dantry's Pub, Displace Hashery, Limelight Video, The Eatery, Fresh's Best Salsa, Gargoyle's Bar and Grill, Lotus Land Tattoo, Nuba Kitsilano, Prussian Music, Rufus's Guitar Shop, and the UBC Bookstore.
To find out more, visit us in room 233 of the sub on the UBC campus or go online to citr.ca.
CITR and UBC Film Society come together again this November 7th to bring you a screening of School of Rock at the Norm Theater. Featuring live music from the Chris Goodchild Band, the Scuffs, and ATSI.
I pledge allegiance to the band.
School of Rock, live music, cheap beverages.
Read between the lines, Theo.
Read between the lines!
The screening and show will take place this Friday, November 7th. Doors at 7, first band at 7:30. Screening at 8 p.m. The event will be $5 for CITR and FilmSoc members and $10 for non-members.
Let's rock. Let's rock today.
A
a show dedicated to playing psychedelic music from parts of the spectrum, rock, pop, electronic, as well as garage and noise rock. Sundays, 5 to 6 p.m. at CITR 101.9 FM.
Yes, all of those things are things that happen. And another thing that happened is we just played a song from the Mount Silver Scion, courtesy of Andrew. Andrew, how do you feel now after having played that track?
I feel as though I kind of want to get into the streets with my fellow brethren and protest against the capitalist machine which seeks to dehumanize us all and makes us little cogs in its system. That's what I want to do. But I also really want to play another song. And I think what I want to play, since we've been focusing on Canadian content, I'll say that I grew up in L.A., and it was good. I mean, you have like the typical like L.A., like I hate L.A. type of stuff. Like everyone's very materialistic.
It's the greatest city in the world, of course.
Well, yeah. It was good. There's really good music.
I mean, unless like you need air or something, if you're some kind of like...
Yeah, I think
nerd.
I think like there's this thing where if you like breathing the air in LA is like the equivalent of like smoking a cigarette a day, something like that. Yeah,
and cigarettes are very aesthetic.
Yeah, but anyway, there's really good music in LA, and I got to know like a bunch of really good musicians. This next guy that we're gonna listen to is a musician that I actually personally know. Not really friends with, more like know from like friends of friends, that kind of stuff. But I still say that I know him because of the fact that I feel like I'm important, like I'm someone, as if, you know, I know someone that if I mentioned his name to my mom, it'd be like, who? But
Is
anyway.
Was that your mother?
Yeah. That when I like brought up the fact that I knew this guy, she's like.
That would be like my mom's way.
Yeah. It's like, what are you doing? This isn't like Pat Buchanan or like whatever people used to listen to in my mom's day.
Pat Buchanan.
The Bee Gees, whatever. I don't know.
Okay, well, on that note.
But we're going to listen to A.V. Buffalo.
A.V. Buffalo.
And,
at best, cuckold. The lyrics are, he dropped some dope rhymes here.
Yeah.
So I don't actually know what this is like. It's on Sub Pop.
It's.
Came out this year. At best, cuckold.
It's okay.
All right.
It's okay.
Let's listen.
Yeah.
Something happened to me in the meantime.
Кавказом, Сибирью, со всеми ныне еще разрозненными частями старой царской империи.
Это значит... That I found you, I started dancing just to be around you. Here's to thinking that it all meant so much more. I kept my mouth shut and opened up the door. I wanted nothing but for this to be the end, for this to never be a tight and empty hand. If all the trouble in my heart would only mend, I lost my dream, I lost my reason all again. It's not just me for you, I have to look out too. I have to save my life. I need some peace of mind. I am the only one now. I am the only one now. I am the only one now. You may not be around. You may not be around. You may not be around. I am the only one now. I am the only one now. I am the only one now. I am the only one now.
All right. Well, hello, everyone. That was Angel Olsen.
It's from the album Burn Your Fire for No Witness.
Yeah.
The first track off that album. Yeah. Available now on Jag Jaguar.
It's very good.
All
it's
rights
very
reserved.
Good. Definitely. But it's nearing the end of the student special hour. And as we end, we have CDs all adorned on the top of the little desk that we are working on here.
Coming up next, I should say, is Cymorg. It's the Persian mythology show. I highly recommend that you stay tuned in.
Definitely.
Excellent listen.
Definitely. Also, we might as well say that if you are a UBC student and you are ever interested in doing any radio, coming up and doing the student special hour is great. I'd recommend it. I had a fun time here today, and I imagine that you will too. John's in here every week, and if you enjoyed our like little friendly banter back and forth, you know, he's, you know, a funny enough guy, so you can always like join in, play some music that you really dig, talk to him, and yeah, it's a great time, and I'd recommend it off of my experiences here today. But if we are to reflect on our experiences here today, it's Canadian content, and what's more Canadian than sticking a drumstick up your butt? I don't know what else is. It's not like calling a couch a Chesterfield. It's not universal healthcare. It's not anything. Mac DeMarco is a personification of a Canadian, and he is what we're going to end on today. So I hope you guys have enjoyed listening to us today.
Andrew.
Yeah?
Yo, that dude lives in, like, Brooklyn, man.
I know. But he, at one point or another, he was a Canadian, so... Or he still is, but whatever. Yeah, everyone who becomes famous and is Canadian eventually moves down to the States. But that's part of the Canadian dream, going back down to the States where the big cities are or something or other. But anyway, before I say anything else that's really stupid, let's just listen to Treat Her Better by Mac DeMarco. And goodbye, and thank you for listening to my ramblings.
All right. Thank you, Andrew. And for more student special power hours, please tune in every 4 to 5 Thursdays at CITR. Coming up next, we have Cymorg. You're listening to CITR 101.9 FM, broadcasting live from the UBC campus. This is Treat Her Better from Mac DeMarco. No, it's not. I have not queued up the track yet. We are now going to queue the track up live.
This is the benefits of student-run radio, is that you get to listen to stuff like this that you wouldn't hear on a big radio station. So, you know.
No, we're an enormous radio station, Andrew.
Yeah, three, four, definitely.
Five, six, seven, eight. Eight?
Four, two, eight. Four, two, four,
capture
two.
Tracks.
Four, two. 4-2.
Yeah, here we go. Yeah, is that straight up? Is this the song I'm supposed to be playing?
Yes.
Okay, all right. Have a good Thursday, guys. Happy Halloween.